Was daf kuf lamed aleph. So the Gemara had been discussing the shita of Rav Chista. Rav Chista brought this halacha that if a person is mazik or a person is ochel matos kuna, so he's potter from paying. He doesn't have to pay. There's no responsibility to pay. And the Gemara had brought two different reasons why one who's mazik matos kuna doesn't have to pay either, because the Gemara says it's a pasuk exerces kasut says v'zeh. Only this you have to pay, but to have to pay back damages is pater. And then the other explanation was because it's mamun chain lo tovim. There's no particular kohen who could claim it's his, and therefore, for technical reasons, an individual is pater from damaging matnas kuna. So Gemara now bring a number of rayas proving or disproving this shita of Rav Chista. So Gemara says two lines down in daf kuf lamed aleph, the last word it says tashma. Gemara says, Hareisha unto Beis HaMelech, let's say the Beis HaMelech, the king, sends some of his servants to the garno, to your threshing field, to collect money from you. So the halacha is, im chovo, if you're obligated to pay, you know, there's certain types of taxes which we're obligated to pay. We have to file the dina de malchus dina. So if they're rightfully owed to the king, to the government, so the din is that im bichovo, if you have to pay, because that's your obligation as a living in the kingdom of this person, this king, chayv laser. So then you have to pay other meiser. Meaning, let's say he says you owe $1,000 of taxes, and you use your tevel to pay taxes. So since you're obligated in the first place, that you rightfully owe the money, you have to pay meiser to the kohen, truma to the kohen, meiser to the levi from other funds, other produce of yours. That's that was rightfully taken from you, and you have to again repay back. But im ban paris, if it was taken against your will, if it was taken, they overtaxed you, it was beyond what you really owed to the king, that would be considered gezela. So in that case, you're pater mila'asa. Even though they may have taken their mazik, the chumas and maisos, in that situation, a person would be pater. So that's what the din is in the Gemara. So what's the question? So if you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says four lines down from the top, the end of the line is im ban paris. Behefsed, if he took it away, he caused the hefsed to you because you really didn't owe that much money. You only owed $1,000 of taxes, and he took $2,000. The achinam patir milaser, so then you're exempt from paying meiser. So Rashi explains the question: Katani mihas. We learn from this brisa im bechovo. If he they took the meiser from you as a chob because you owed this money to the kingdom, sachayv laser, then you have to pay back al meyesh lo tovim. There is tovim, meaning who's going to claim the money? Who's going to claim the truman meiser? So it must be it's yesh lo tovim. Because the lav dina hu sheishalim lo al karcho, if it had not been a din that you have to pay back, replenish the maisha that was taken away, my chiv mitzvah ika, what mitzvah is? What chiv is there? Halo pashkav imidi, there's nothing known to claim. So the fact that if the melech takes away the maisha, chumas maisos, and you have to pay back, indicates that it is considered yeshlo tovim. One does have to pay back even that which is mazik matnas kuna. And the Gemara says, not true. This case here of the melech is different. Shiny hasam de kamishtar shele, because you're gaining from this. Rashi explains here that since you're getting schar here, you're paying back an obligation that you have. It's one thing when there's damage, when there's mazik. When there's mazik, then you're potter from paying. But if not only is it not mazik, but if you're gaining from this, you're able to pay your taxes with someone else's money, with chumas and maizos, that's a situation we won't let you get away with, and that's where you say you are chayv to pay back chumas and maizos when you're gaining. But when there's a hefsay, when there's a mazik, and there's no gain, then one ein echnami would be exempt from paying back, which is the dinner of Chista. Gemara brings another tashma. Tashma amar lo machli b'nei me'eha shapar. Let's say the lokeach, the purchaser, says to the butcher, please sell me the insides, the intestines of the various parts of the meat of the cow. V'haya b'hen matnos kuna. And among the parts of the animal that he's selling, he's including the matnos kuna, which we know by now the name of the parak is Zeroa, the chaim v'keva, these three parts of the cow, the butcher's selling along with it. So the din is nosin l'koin v'einu menachalo min adamim. So I asked for the whole cow, let's say, so along with the parts of the animal, with the ribs and the steak and whatnot, he sends with me as the matnos kuna. So the din is, me as a lokech, I need to give the matnos kuna, the zera l'chaim v'keva, to the koin, and I don't take off from the butcher. Maybe I could say to him, wait a second, I asked for things I could eat. You're throwing in there matnos kuna, that's not a fair sale. It is a fair sale, that wasn't part of the price. He just threw it in, and just my obligation to go ahead and give it to the koin. But let's say I said to the butcher, lokech emanu b'misha, I want to buy by weight, not by just the whole section of the cow, but I want to buy, pay by weight. So then, no son lekohen, if he gives me along with it and he charges me for the weight of the manus kuna, so I have to first no son lekohen, I have to give the zroa lechaim the keva to the kohen, and then also menachalom nadamim, and the seller, the butcher, has to take off some of the price he sold, the weight, because some of the weight wasn't rightfully mine. He shouldn't have sold it to me. So that's the din. So the Gemara says, what's the question? So Gemara says, am I levi kamazik manus kuna o shochlin? Why is this the din? So why do you have to give this to the Kohen? If it was given to me, I paid for this. So I paid for it. Now, I shouldn't have paid for this. I really should have went, the butcher should have really given it to the Kohen, but he gave it to me anyway. So why do I have to give it to the Kohen now? Remember, Zor L'chaim Akeva, there's no Isser to eat for a Zar. A Zar can't eat Truma. That's an Isser eating. But if I eat Zor L'chaim Akeva, Zor L'chaim Akeva is still Chulin. Granted, it's a gift that goes to the Kohen, but it's not also for me to eat. So let's say I bought the B'mishkal, and included in that was Zor L'chaim Akeva. The din is, why do I have to give it to the Kohen? Let it simply be a din of being mazik manus kuna, a situation where I ate it, and I wouldn't have to pay back the money. It's a dini manus thing for don't make the butcher pay me back. Let me pay the full price, and let me eat the manus kuna, because the din of Rav Chista is manus kuna, shemazkan, or sheachlan, you're potter from paying. The fact that we make me give to the Kohen indicates that the person who is Mazik, the Matnus Kuna, is Chayiv to pay. So the Gemara says, no. Normally the din of Rav Chist is a person who is Mazik or Ochel Matnus Kuna, normally he's Pater from paying. Ein Achanami. But this situation where you bought from the butcher, Shiny Hasam, de Isnayu Be'enehu. Since it's Be'en, it's still intact, it's still in its initial, original form, that the situation, even where Rav Chist will agree after a turn back the Matnus Kuna. When Rav Chisda was talking about when the Matnas Kuna were not Ben, where they are not in its initial state anymore, then he says a person is potter from paying. And finally, the Gemara brings the last Tashma, Tisha Nichsei Kohen. There are nine Nichsei Kohen. The truth is there are 24. Tosas refers to the 24 of them. The Gemara later on, I think in this parak, is going to list all 24. But here the Gemara says nine of them. What are nine Nichsei Kohen? There's Chuma, there's Chumas Meiser, there's Chala, there's Reishis Hagez, that's next parak, Manos, which are Zerel Chaim Vekeva, Demai, which is Safek Chuma, Habikurim, Karen Rachomich, which comes to Halachas of Gezel Hager, Dinim. So these are a whole list of nine Nichsei Kohen. What's the relevance that they're called Nichsei Kohen? Lemai, what's the halacha? Lav lo tzia b'dayanim, dayanim. Does it not mean that they have the right to claim it? It's called Nichsei Kohen, that they could take you to Bezdin and they have yesh lo tovim. So this goes against Rav Chista. And where it says, lo, that's not what we mean when you call it Nichsei Kohen. The Kohen can't take you to Bezdin. It's mamon she'ein lo tovim. What it means is that the Nichsei Kohen is that l'chidetznan, the Mishnah tells us, that the Mishnah appears in Meseches Bikurim, lama amu Nichsei Kohen, why are these Matnos Kuna called the property, the Nichsei Kohen? Shekone behen avadim, they could use the money to buy avadim, the karkaos, they could use it to buy real estate, ubehem etmeh, they could even buy a non-kosher animal if they wanted, a donkey of some sort, ubal chov nolim bechovo, they could pay back a debt, v'isha b'ksuba, so they could pay the wife out with a ksuba with this, v'sefer Torah, you could buy a sefer Torah. What it means is, once it's given to them, they have full rights to use it however they wish. But to take one to Bezdin, it's a mamon ein lo tovim, you cannot collect in Bezdin. So this is the final discussion of Rav Chista. Okay, the Gemara now says, tells him, Isa, Hahu Leva, there was a certain Levi, to have a chotet matnasa. He would take away the matnas kuna, the Zor L'chaim V'keva, and Rashi explains from children. Children would walk with matnas kuna, the Zor L'chaim V'keva, and they'd steal them from these children. So it's a strange thing. There's a halacha the Gemara Gittin talks about that you can't steal anything from a katan, even though a katan may not have any ability to own something. On a derabanan level, they say mishum darche shalom, you can't take things away. So I don't know who owned these manus kuna, if it came from their father or they shechted on their own or it was hefker. But either way, this particular levi was taking the zera l'chaim v'keva from children who were walking by. So also Amru Leila Rav, the people came, I'm not sure if it was the children went or some adults went, and they went to Rav and they complained that this levy is stealing. So Amar Lu Rav said to them, "Lo mistai de lo shaklina mene." It's not enough that this Levi, that we don't take a Zor L'chaim and a keva from a Levi. The Levi shechs the animal, we don't take from them. So not only are they potter from paying it, but he's taking a step further. El michtav nami chotav. He's taking from people, meaning the regular Yisrael has to pay Zor L'chaim and keva. So a Levi is potter from paying according to this halacha. So not only do we give him a free pass of not paying the Zor L'chaim V'keva, but he's taking other people's Zor L'chaim V'keva as well. He thinks he's a Kohen suddenly. So Gemara wants to understand, what's this din? What does Rav mean that he's potter from paying and he can't collect? If it's a Kohen gets a take. If he's not a Kohen, he shouldn't have to give in the first place. So Gemara wants to know, Rav, Iikre Am. So the question was, if a Levi is called an Am, because the Pasuk tells us in Parsha Shoftim, V'zeh yeh mishvat ha-Kohanim, me'es ha-Am, that this is what a Kohen gets from the Am, they get the Zerah L'chaim v'keva. So who's considered Am? Well, certainly Klai Yisrael is considered Am, but what about Levi? Iikre Am, if a Levi is called an Am, Mishkan Ami Lishkan Minai, we should take from the Levi as well as Zerah L'chaim v'keva. He shouldn't be potter from paying. V'lo Ikre, and if he's not called an Am, Lo Ikre Am, Rachmana Pachinu. So it's not Rav that gave them the free pass, it was the Torah that gave them the free pass. That only an Am has to pay Zerah L'chaim v'keva. And this Levi, if they're not an Am, they're potter from the Torah, not from Rav. So what exactly is Rav saying here? So the Gemara says, Mesaf Galei Ikre Ami Lo Ikre Am. We're not sure. Rav isn't sure how to categorize Levi. If Levi is considered an Am and they're chayv to pay, or Levi's pater, they're not called an Am and they're pater. So since Levi wasn't sure, Midira Banan, they said, since it's a Safek, we'll make them pater from paying. That's what he meant. So Yosef Rav Papa, Rav Papa was one sitting down, Vikamer Lo Lashmais, he was going through this whole sugya. He was a Talmud of Rav. Esive, Rav Idi Bar Avin Rav Papa. So Rav Idi Bar Avin challenged Rav Papa after he quoted this whole Shakla Tari from Rav. He said, Arba, the Tosefta tells us that Arba Matnos Anim Shebekarim. There are four gifts to the Anim that take place in the Kerem, which are Peret, which are things left behind from the grapes, Va'olos, if it's a small cluster, Vashicha, Vapeya, if it's something else that's forgotten, or it's a corner. These are four types of Matnos Anim in the Kerem. And Shalosh, there are three Matnos Anim, Shebetfu, in the grains, which are Leket, and Vashicha, Vapeya, all these different dinim. Ushnaim Shebeilan, and there are only two when it comes to fruits, Shicha, Vapeya. And kulam ein behem tovas hanala ba'ilam, and all of them, there is no rights of the Baal to decide who to give to. Rather, they're considered hefker, and the Levi, rather the Ani comes and collects it. So you can't, the Baal doesn't choose, it's hefker for whoever comes first gets it. Va'afil Ani shebe Yisrael, even if an Ani himself is an Ani, he's motzi miyada, we take from him. If an Ani owns a tree, if he owns a field, he owns a kerem, even though he's an Ani, he's also chayv matnos aniyim. So then the Tosefta says further, that's a long Tosefta before you get to the question here. A person who's now splitting up Maisa Ani in his house, so then Yeshua Tovas Anala Bailam. So then if it's in his house, he didn't leave it in the field, but brought into the house, then he has the ability to decide which Ani to give to. And even an Ani, as we said before, has to pay Matnos Aniyim. So then the Gemara says further, Ushar Manos Kuhuna, all other Manos Kuhuna now, in contrast to that, Kagona Zerah L'chaim V'keva, Ein Motzin Oso, we don't take out from the owner if he doesn't pay. We don't take it Lo Mi Kohen L'Kohen, but Lo Mi Levi L'Levi. We don't take it from one Kohen to another Kohen, and we don't take it from one Levi to another Levi. So we're going to make a deek in just a few moments, but that's just a statement we're holding on to right now. So then the Gemara now analyzes this Tosefta. Arba Matnos Shebekarim, again, the question's going to come all the way at the end. Arba Matnos Shebekarim, the four gifts that are given to an Ani in the Karim, HaPeret VaOilos VaShicha VaPeya. It says in the Pasuk, what are the sources for these four? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'charim Rechalos Olel, Peret Karim Rechalos Silaki. That's the source of Peret and Olos. Then it says, V'chsiv, Kisiv, Sor Karim Rechalos Olel Acharecha, V'amar Levi, Amar Rabbi Levi Acharecha, Zushicha. So that's the source of the third halacha that applies to a kerem. And Peya, how do you know Peya, the fourth halacha applies to a kerem? The Gamar Acharecha, Acharecha, Mizayis. There's a Gzer Shava here. Dechsiv, Kisachbo, Zeischa, Lo Sefer Acharecha. V'tanen de Be'er Yishmol, Shlotito, Tevarto, Mimenu. So we have din. This is talking about peah. You shouldn't take the peah. You shouldn't take the entire amount. Leave something over, a crown, if you will, something at the end. That's peah. So since it says peah by zeischa, and there's a gzer shava to kerem, so peah applies to kerem as well. So these are the sources of the four halachas that apply to the kerem. So what about the shlosha betvua, the three halachas that apply to grains? Haleket, ashich, vapeah. So Gemara brings the sources for these as well. It says by it says dechsev. So this is the source of leket and peya, mefurish pasuk, and it says ki sikzer ktsircha basadecha v'shachachta omer basada. This is the source for shicha. So these are three halachas, very mefurish psukim for three halachas of tefuah. And what about the shnayim shebeilan, the two halachas that apply to fruits? Hashicha v'peya dechsev ki sachbot zeischa lo sifar acharecha. That's referring to Peya. Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel Shalos Sital Tifartim Imenu. Don't take everything, leave something behind. That's Peya when it applies to a Zayas, a fruit tree. And Acharecha, the Drash Zu, Vizeh Shecha. So these are two halachas that apply to the Elam. So then the Gemara analyzed the Braisa, the Tosefta further. Shakul and all them, we said, Ein Bem Tovas Hana Labailim. All the various Matnas Aniyim, the owner, the farmer, doesn't have the right to give to whoever he wants. It's Hefker, whichever Ani comes first. My time, and why do we say there's no Hanas Bailim? Aziva Ksiva Buhu. It says in the Pasuk, Aziva a number of times. It doesn't say Lases, doesn't say Nesina. It says Aziva, leave it for the taking of whichever Ani comes first. Then the Tosefta said, V'afilu Ani Shebe Yisrael. Even a person who's poor, if he owns a vineyard, he owns a tree, he owns a farm, he has to pay as well. Motsino Samiyada. How do we know? The Ksiva says in the Pasuk as well, V'leket Ksir Chalosilake, Le'ani Lagir Tazavosam, Le'hazir Ani Al Shalot. It says, La'ani, you should also, they're making a Joshua, Lo Silaki, it's the way the grammar works out, Lo Silaki La'ani. You tell an Ani that he shouldn't collect it. And even the Ani has to leave it behind, even though he himself is an Ani. And then the Tosefta said, Maiser Ani Hamaschalik Besocha Bais Yesh Botovas Analabailam. If an Ani brings the Maiser Ani, rather, that's brought into the house, not left in the field, Maiser Ani is brought to the house. Maiser Ani does have Tovas Bailam, my time, because it says by Maiser Ani, Nesina Ksivu. So what's Maiser Ani? Just to be clear, make sure everyone's on the same page. When a farmer has his fruits for the year, he has his grapes, let's say, for the year, or his grains, so the first amount goes to the Truma. The Truma goes 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th to the Truma. Maiser Rishon is a tenth of the remaining part that goes to the Levi, and the remaining part, depending on the year, is either going to be Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani. If it's a Maiser Sheni year, so it's brought to Shalim to be eaten by the owner. If it's a Maiser Ani year of the Shemitah, so then that Maiser Ani is given to an Ani, and that's where we do say there is Tovas Bailam. So then the Gemara says, "V'afilu ani shbe Yisrael motziina miado." Even an ani, he has to pay ma'aser ani as well. He doesn't have an exemption here. The Amar Rabbi Ela Gamar lager lager mehasam. We had a gzeir shava. We had before it said ger and by leket that an ani is chayv in leket, and it said the word ger in that same context. Malahala and muzar ani shal shalo. Just like by leket, an ani has to leave leket. Afkan here as well. But ma'aser ani to the gzeir shava ger ger, a ma'aser ani is also given by the ani muzar ani al shalo. And then the Gemara concluded, Oshar Manus Kuna, all other Manus Kuna, Kigon Hazor, Lachaim Vakeva, Ein Motino So Lomi Karin Lomi Karin Lomi Levi the Levi. We don't extract the Manus Kuna from the Levi to the Levi or Karin from a Karin. That's the end of the Tosefta. So here's the question after all that long discussion. Ha Milevi Lakoin Motsin Alma Ikriyam. Only a Levi to a Levi is exempt, and a Kohen to a Kohen is exempt, but a Levi to a Kohen is Chayiv. So you see that a Levi is called an Am, it says in the Pasuk, and an Am is Chayiv to give Manos Kuna. He's Chayiv to give Israel Chayiv the Keva. So this should answer Rav. Rav was Mistapik, but there's a Mefurish Tosefta that tells us that a Levi is Chayiv to give a Kohen. And the Gemara says no. When the Braisa uses the language of Zeroa, Kagona Zeroa, Lo Zeroa Mamish. It didn't really mean Zeroa. It's a very hard thing why it said Zeroa, but it didn't really mean Zeroa. It really meant my new Maiser Rishon. Even though the Tosafot have to use the language of you don't give Zeroa L'chaim Akeva from Karin to Karin, Levi to Levi, but from a Levi to a Karin we do give, that was referring to not really Zeroa, really referring to Maiser Rishon. Gemara said, Maiser Rishon to Levi. What do you mean? How could we give Maiser Rishon from a Levi to a Kohen? We just said before that the Levi gets to keep Maiser Rishon. He's the initial target for this. So how come we're taking the Maiser Rishon from a Levi to a Kohen? So the Gemara says, it's Keshitas Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria. The Sani, the Braisa tells us that the Tanakama holds, that Rebbe Kiva holds, the Truma le Kohen, Maiser Rishon le Levi. That's Divi Rebbe Kiva. That's how we classically think of things. But then there's a sheet of Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria Omer Afla Kohen. The Maiser Rishon not only goes to a Levi, but it even goes to a Kohen. So Gemara says, Amr the Amr Belazar ben Azaria Afla Kohen. He says it also goes to a Kohen. But the Kohen, below the Levi mi Amar. But does he say a Kohen gets it to the exclusion of a Levi? Does Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria say Levi doesn't get it? No. The Levi is the number one target. He just says the Kohen's also allowed to get this. So how could the Tosefta tell us that Maiser Rishon goes from a Levi to a Kohen? So the Gemara says, yeah, in Echanami. Levasar de Kansu Ezra. After the times of Ezra, when they returned back from Babel, so everyone, most groups of the Jews returned back, but the Levim refused to come back to Eretz Israel. And because of that, Ezra gave a penalty to the Levim that they can no longer collect Maiser Rishon. So after the Kenas, Maiser Rishon only went to Kohen, Levi lost their rights entirely. So that's what the Tosefta is referring to, that we take Maiser Rishon from a Levi and we give it to the Kohen. It's in the world of Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, after the Kenas of Ezra. So the Gemara says, Ema the kansi le'ezra de lo yabni le. Granted, we say, made a knas, we don't give ma'aser rishon to a levi. But mishka minayu mi amar, did he say we take it from them? We take the ma'aser rishon away from them to give it to the kohen? That part they didn't say. So therefore they reject it. This is not talking about ma'aser rishon. So what's a case where you're motzi mi levi to kohen? El kagon zroa v'lo zroa. When the brisa used zroa, it didn't really mean zroa, it meant something else. U'mayniu reishis hagez. Now, Reish HaGez, there is no word Am that's mentioned at all in the context of Reish HaGez, and that is a Davar Pashup, that Reish HaGez goes to the Kohen and not to the Levi. That would be a case where we are Motin Mi Levi and we give to the Kohen. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a Raya for this point now. This is going back to, back to Rav now. Rav, who was mistopic, whether or not Levi is called an Am or not, and whether the Chayav Manas Kuna or not. So Zaklau, the Braisa tells us, this is the rule, this is the principle, called Davar Shu, but Kedusha, anything that's Kedusha, which means that a Zar, a non-Kohen, may not eat it, it's also eat, Kigon Chuma, Uchumes Meiser, the Chala, all these things, the Motino Somiyada. We take them out of the Levi's hand because it's an Issa Deraisa for Levi to eat these items, so therefore we take it from the Levi and give it to the Kohen. Things that don't have Kedusha, which means there's no Isser to eat them. There might be an Isser of stealing, but not an Isser of Kedusha. Kagon Hazra L'chaim V'keva, E Motzino Samiyad. Then we don't take it out of the hand. So this is clearly talking about Zra L'chaim V'keva. They're clearly Pater from it, while Rav wasn't sure if they're Pater from Zra L'chaim V'keva. So Gemara says you're right. So let's go back and re-understand it, that the Braisa, this Braisa we just brought above, when it says Zerah L'chaim V'keva, this new Braisa is Kigon Zerah V'lo Zerah. It uses the word Zerah, but it doesn't really mean Zerah. It means my new Ma'aser Rishon, L'basa de Kantinu Ezra. What's referring to here is that Ma'aser Rishon, even though Ezra made a knas to give the Ma'aser Rishon to the Kohen, if the Levi doesn't give to the Kohen, Ein Motzin El Samyado. That's what it's talking about. But this does not have any bearing on the general obligation of a Levi of Zerah L'chaim V'keva. Gemara brings another raya, Tashma. Baraita tells us, this is on tomorrow's daf, Hashoche l'kohen ulo b'di kochavim. A person shechs an animal for kohen or for a non-Jew. What happens to the matnas kuna? Pater mi matanos, you don't have to give the Zerah L'chaim V'keva, because the kohen, who you shech for the kohen, he can keep it. And if you shech for a goy, the goy is not obligated to give matnas kuna. He doesn't have to give Zerah L'chaim V'keva. So the Gemara is medayik, only if you shech for a kohen or for ovid kochavim are you pater from giving Zerah L'chaim V'keva. But Hala Levi Yisrael, if you're shechting for Levi, or if you're shechting for Yisrael, then you're chayiv. So we clearly see that a Levi is chayiv to give Zerah L'chaim V'keva. The Gemara says, you made the incorrect diuk. That's not the proper diuk to be made from the Mishnah. Lo tema hal Levi Yisrael chayiv. Don't learn, for Yisrael and Levi the chayiv. Ela ema learn hal Yisrael chayiv. But it doesn't have any halachic bearing on the sheet of the Levi. So Avav, when it comes to Levi, Mai, what's halach by Levi? Pater. So only by a Levi would be Pater as well. So if really true, Ihachi, if we're really saying that a Levi is Pater, that means a Levi is Pater just like a Kohen and a Goy is Pater. So Ihachi, listening, the Mishnah should have taught it very clearly, Hashoche le Levi, ulo rikachavim, Pater min matanos. The fact that it didn't include Levi tells us that Levi, in fact, is Chayv in matanos kuna. And moreover, Oda Hatani, the Braisa clearly states, Hashoche lechorin lobi kochavim patim min avatanos, and the Braisa clearly says, Lelevi liyisrael schayiv, to you, to the Rav, this is a kasha to Rav. And the Rav's response is, this is really machlokas tanayim. Amlecha Rav, Rav says it's a tanayi. There's a machlokas whether or not Levi is considered am or not, whether he's chayiv manus kun or not. This Ani, the Braisa tells us, it says in the Pasuk by Yom HaKippurim now, nothing to do with Matnas Kuna, but we're seeing from this Braisa there's a machlokas whether or not Levi is categorized with the Kohanim or their separate grouping. What does the Braisa tell us? It says, V'chi peres mikdash HaKodesh, when the Kohen Gadol goes to the process of bringing Kapara to the various parts of the base of Mikdash, it first says, V'chi peres mikdash HaKodesh, Ze lifnai v'lifnim. That's referring to bringing Kapara for the Kodesh Kedashim. Ohel Moed Ze Heichel. Mizbeach kimashmo, yichaper elu azaros, and kohanim kimashmo, that's referring to kohanim, of course, amakal elu yisrael, and yichaper elu halavim, is referring to levim, that's the actual word yichaper. The Tani Idach, the other braisa says, yichaper elu avadim. So we don't need a separate pasuk for levim. Levim were already included in the previous pasuk. So therefore, it's coming to include even avadim, eva kanani. So what's the machlok is whether or not Levi needs a separate drasha or not. To my love, is this not the following machlok? It's demar, the second brisa to savar ikrei am, when it said am akal elu yisrael included even levim. So therefore there was an extra pasuk. So am is including levim. Levi is called an am. Umar savar, the first pasuk, felt that am lo ikrei. Levi. It's not called a Savarloi Kri Am. They're not called an Am, and therefore it's an Amakal that only referred to Yisrael. But Levi was still left out. That's why he needed a special drasha. So this is the very machlokas whether a Levi is considered part of Am or not part of Am. So the Gemara said, Rav, Yisfir Lehu Kai Tana Lema, Yisfir Lehu Kai Tana Lema. So shouldn't Rav just tell us how he paskined? And the Gemara says, he didn't know which Tana paskined, like Misap Galei, Ika Hai Tana, Ika Hai Tana. He wasn't sure. And that was a very discussion of Rav. That's why he says we don't take out from a Levi, but we don't give to a Levi either. And Darish Merema, Merema Toad, he gave the following bottom line here, Hilchasa Kavasi, the Rabbi passed like Rav, that whether Levi is chayv or not is a safek, and Hilchasa Kavasi, the Rav Chisa, like from the beginning of the daf, that a person who's mazik or a person who's ochel, matnas kuna, he's pater from paying back anything. Okay, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow.